From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-T-I.
Welcome to Postcard from Poprad on a gloriously sunny day. Here we are in the east of Slovakia, in the town of Poprad. That's probably why we call it Postcard from Poprad. And I'm Eric Wiltshire, and believe it or not, boys and girls, there's snow on the mountains already. It's wonderful. In the show, as always, he's only going to moan because he's back from Spain, and he'll whinge and complain about the colds and the rain getting to his very ancient knees. Lee Banks.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for that wonderful introduction by Mr. Eric. Yes, I will moan about being back in the UK. The UK stinks. I hate the UK. I want to be back. Do you know?
What?
Very quickly, this is what's wrong with the UK.
Oh, God.
Every day when I lived in Spain, I went to the supermarket and I bought the same thing. Two bottles of wine, a bottle of bread.
Probably, yes.
And a couple of other things. It came to €15 a day. When I went to the supermarket down the road from where I laughingly live in the UK, I bought the same thing and it cost me £83.
Hey?
Yeah.
That's ludicrous.
It is roundabout, we have now discovered, roundabout 60% cheaper to live in Europe than it is to live in the UK if you're sensible and clever. That's how
Lee,
much I
think,
hate
Lee,
the UK.
I think you should have put your glasses on. There's an advert. There's an advert.
Oh, on the radio.
There's an advert on the television in the UK for glasses, and I think you've actually hit the nail on the head for that advertising campaign. Where in Spain, obviously, you were asking somebody for the wine. In the UK, you were showing off and going and buying it yourself, and picked up the most expensive. From it's ridiculous. From that amount of euros to that.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me. 90 cents for a bottle of red wine, which was perfectly serviceable and did the job it was expected to do.
Yes.
The cheapest bottle of wine you can get in the UK is £6. You might get one at £4.99 if you're lucky, but it's normally £6. That means that is 20% or 18%. No, it's 62% more expensive
right
in the UK than it
shut.
Is in Spain.
Oh, I'm just going to shut
you
up.
You started this.
Anyway, good morning, good evening, good night. Where are? What time is it, Rach?
It is currently 9:33 p.m.
In Darwin. In Darwin,
the city of death.
The city of the dumpster.
Yes.
I've seen it. It is so bad in Darwin. They've sent the army out to go through the rubbish.
They have. Well, they think they might have lost some things in there.
Reminds me of
like residents.
Yeah, probably. Anyway,
soldiers, a tank.
A tank buried in the rubbish. I'm going to be terribly British today. I'll tell you why in a moment. We'll be crossing over to Hemel Hempstead in a moment. I'm gobsmacked with this. They are, you know, the Olympic legacy. Yeah, right. We'll be looking at some of the passings this particular week. And also, I can't even mention that thing yet. The European Court of Justice is at it again. I think it's going to be straight bananas before we get started. Anyway, hi to the guys at Talk Radio, X Replay, Radio Breeze and everywhere else. And don't forget, you can now get your Windows 8 app for RTI, both PC, tablet and on phone. And on our programme schedule this week, there's all the links for you, so you don't have to do anything. I do it all for you, for nothing. It's unbelievable. Mandy Lester, are you there?
Hello, how are you doing, Eric?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm not bad, very busy at the moment.
Are you?
Yes.
You're always busy.
I know.
Get a room, you two.
Now, Mandy's joining us from Hemel Hempstead, and why am I upset? There's this whole bunch of rubbish coming out from everybody's lips in the UK about the Olympic legacy. Yeah, right. They're closing an ice rink. Mandy, tell us more.
Well, they're not just closing one ice rink. They've been closing ice rinks left, right and centre over the last few years. But the ice rink that I personally use, which is based in Hemel Hempstead, is being shut down at the end of October, so we have heard. We have only found this out in the last few days, so we've been given 4 to 6 weeks to vacate, basically, before they knock it down and rebuild possibly more restaurants and maybe a gym. But there are no plans, apparently, for another ice rink to be built in its place.
Right.
Now, Hemel Hempstead is in Hertfordshire. There are no other rinks in Hertfordshire. It also borders three, you know, other counties like Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Apart from one in Milton Keynes, there are no other ice rinks anywhere, and the Milton Keynes one is temporarily shut down too.
That's if you can find it.
Yes, if you could. Have you been there?
Yes, I've seen the concrete cows, and I tried to find my way out. It was like a maze.
I know, I tried to look for the old Milton Keynes ice rink a couple of years back, and it took us hours. It's so hard to get around there, but that's by the by. But yeah, they're getting rid of ice rinks left, right and centre. I mean, you know, places like Canada, which has got a third of the population, I think...
You think?
Oh, heck.
Have we lost her?
We've lost Mandy.
While we're waiting for her, how far is Hemel Hempstead?
She's going to practice.
Mandy, where are you? Hang on a minute. Let's just see if she's still... No, she's dropped the call. Lost her internet-y. Let's just see.
While we're waiting for her, then, how far is Hemel Hempstead from Milton Keynes?
Quite a long way.
So it's too far to travel?
You couldn't do it by public transport, no. No, you couldn't do it by public transport. You'd have to drive, and I'm guessing that from Hemel to Milton Keynes to where the ice rink is, on a very good day, 40 to 50 minutes.
Ooh, you have to get your skates on then, wouldn't you? Well, that's a long way, isn't it? That's a long way.
Yeah.
I understand what Mandy's saying, because we've got one from my conurbation, which covers three counties, Cheshire, Staffordshire and Shropshire. We have one ice rink. Not that I particularly want to go ice skating. I think it's more sensible to actually just put a pair of shoes on instead of pair of skates and go dancing. It's a lot safer.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute. We've got ice rinks all over Slovakia. Every town's got one because of the ice hockey stadiums. Mandy, you back?
Yes.
Thank goodness for that. We have been padding for you.
That's fine. I know what that's like.
So carry on, ma'am.
Yes, as I was saying, this is going to leave a massive, massive gap in the local community, but the surrounding community. But not only that, we're talking about people who are losing their career prospects. Mm-hmm. There's one girl, Ellen Franks, who's 16 years old. She's been skating at the rink since she was six, so that's 10 years.
Yep.
She's now training to become an instructor. If this rink goes, her career dreams are over because she won't be able to make it to any of the nearest rinks, which, you know, are very, very far away.
But the point, Mandy, let me just cut across you a minute, but surely if the Olympic legacy is to be carried through and you need to bring on youngsters around the age of six or seven to become international gold medal winners for the country, how the devil are they going to do that without an ice rink, or are they going to have to skate on an icy bath?
I think they do it like we're kind of skate, actually, you guys. Like we had an Olympic skater, you may well remember, a fellow by the name of Stephen Bradbury. Now, I believe he actually practiced on sand. And we don't have ice rinks in Australia. He practiced on sand, and all he did was wait for everybody else to fall down and then collected a gold medal. Well done, Stephen Bradbury. But
there's your answer, Mandy.
Just
get
a bucket of sand.
Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Mandy, what's happening in the local community about this?
Well, we're in the process of setting a committee up so that we can actually focus. We've been in touch with the council. We've been in touch with the different elements of people who are trying to take this over. We're getting all the facts together. I think there's Tesco pension funds who are involved, and there's Capital and Regional who are involved. There's the council who are involved. There, obviously, we've got the Planet Ice who are running the rink at the moment. They're involved. We're trying to collate together whose decision this actually was and why the decision is being made. And we are proving to them that this rink is viable, it can make money, and it should not go.
Right,
and
Mandy,
that's what's happening at the moment. We're also obviously getting a lot of publicity about it. There's lots of petitions going on at the moment on the change.org website. Go to Save Our Rink and please sign the petition. There's a Facebook page, Save Hemel Ice Rink. People in the local town centre, in Hemel Hempstead Town Centre, there's going to be a presence tomorrow from 11:30 in the town centre on the bandstand. So you'll see lots of people wearing black T-shirts saying Save Our Rink. Please go down if you're anywhere local, come and support those people there. Come and use the ice rink. Anyone who lives anywhere near Hemel Hempstead, or you know, within 20 miles or however easy to get there, come and use the ice rink in the next few weeks, please. Everyone is so friendly there. It's such a lovely place to go. It does need refurbishment, that is for sure. It does need refurbishment, but we're very happy for that to happen. We want that to happen so that we have a good rink to use.
Okay, now, one at a time, chaps, because I've got a thought here. I'm having a moment. Okay. I'm having a moment, so let me go. Mandy.
Can I have a moment first?
You can have it. All right, Rach. Yeah, girlies first. Rach, off you go.
A girl, so I should get to go first. What about enlisting the assistance of famous people, i.e. a Torval and Dean, for example? They'd be outraged at this, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are in the process of contacting the likes of Torval and Dean. So if you are listening or anybody knows how to get hold of them very quickly, I've got my few contacts. Please get in touch with us. Obviously, people like Sebastian Coe, we are trying to do that, because there's been a programme in the UK called Dancing on Ice over the last few years. So a lot of people are into ice skating at the moment.
Right. OK, well, I'm going to suggest another one to you, Mandy, because your local MP is Mike Penning.
That's right.
Now he's friends of programme. Mm-hmm. So, Mike Penning, I think you should be down in Hemel Hempstead tomorrow.
Yes,
get your skates on, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Penning, if you are listening, I think I could be wrong, and I apologise in advance. I think you're. Children might actually skate at the rink, but if I'm wrong, I apologise. But Mike Penning, please come down to Hemel Hempstead tomorrow at 11:30. Come and support us. I am sure you want this rink to stay open too, or you want there to be a rink in your local town that you are the MP of.
Yes.
If that means making sure that there is a temporary rink for now so that people don't stop ice skating there, please come down and support us. And we're very happy for you to go to David Cameron too.
Yeah. I've got
activities
another.
For the kiddies in the local community. Come on, support the
activities. No, I agree. I mean, putting a gym
well,
up there.
Absolutely. I mean, Rachel, the thing that we've got in the UK that we don't have in Australia is we have lots of bad weather. Australians obviously can go out and do many more outdoor activities, but we've had a lovely summer this year, I have to admit, but generally it isn't. So this is an indoor activity that people can get fit.
OK, hold on a minute, guys. Mandy, I want to bring Lee in a second, but I've got one other question, because I was doing some research about this ice rink in Hemel. And the way I read it is the property was protected to be an ice rink only. Therefore, the council must have changed the rules.
Apparently, they have lifted the covenant. There was a covenant put down 20 years ago to say that the ice rink has been there. They are now saying that they have decided to lift that covenant. We are trying to get to the bottom of how this covenant can be lifted.
Right, exactly. Lee, over to you.
Yes, I was just going to ask a very straightforward question. How many people actually use the ice rink, Mandy?
Thousands of people use the ice rink. We've got
what, in a week or a year or.
Well, obviously we're working all these figures out at the moment. As I said, we have only had a few days notice since we found out about this, so we're scrabbling all our figures together and we're going to present them, but we need as much publicity as possible.
Okay,
on this.
Mandy, in which
but,
case
but we're talking about, I mean, it covers a massive area.
Okay, well, look,
so,
let's
you know, there are times that I can't even get in there if I want to go skating. It is so
busy. Here you go, Mandy, at Torval and Dean, one word, that's how to get them on Twitter.
Thank you very much for that.
You're right.
Right, now listen, Mandy, I think we're there. We understand the problem. So let's slowly, clearly and deliberately tell people what's happening, where it's happening, and also repeat the online details in one foul swoop. So this is your commercial.
Okay, please join our Facebook page, which is Save Hemel Ice Rink. If you join now, I will add you straight away. So please join that. Please sign our online petition. If you go to the change.org website and it's Save Our Rink, please sign that petition. So that is a good start. And then obviously, you know, get in touch with, if you're in the area, please get in touch with your local councillors, your local MPs, in a nice way, and tell them why you don't want this rink to be shut, or why there needs to be a rink
in the area. Mandy, that reminds me. If you Google him, Mike Penning has his own website. It's got the details of when he has his surgery on there, and it's got a contact email address for Mike on his website, and he does react to it. So look up Mike Penning, the MP, and support Mandy.
It's guys, the Facebook page, can I just get a clarification here? I've got like 25 people in my studio audience who are asking for the spelling.
Okay, let me just page. I'm sitting in front now. It is Save, S-A-V-E, Hemel, H-E-M-E-L, Ice Rink.
Beautiful. Thank you.
There you go. Mandy, it's been in a positive way nice to hear from you. In a negative way, blast the council. But let us know how you get on, will you? Give us an update, even if it's by Facebook.
Absolutely will do.
Lovely. Thank you. Lovely to talk to you, Mandy. Take care. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Mandy over in Hemel Hempstead. Don't forget, look up Mike Penning. Let's see if we can help some, because basically this is going to help some kids out, for goodness sake.
It's a sad situation, isn't it?
It's appalling.
All the ice rinks. Right, there are, yeah. I think we're quite well up for ice rinks here. There's one in Manchester, there's one in Birmingham, and there's one in somewhere else. So that's three, but when you do look at the whole area, that's three within a 300-mile radius. You can't travel that.
No, no wonder these kids give up on sport. There's nowhere to do it. Anyway, we move on. So don't forget, Mandy's Facebook page is Save Hemel Ice Rink, which is, as was read out to you. You can also go to the .org page as well, which I'm sure is linked on that Facebook page. And do get hold of your local MP. And if you're a sports person or a sporting contact person, we will put you in touch with Mandy. Don't you worry about that. You just get the details over to us and we'll do our best. Moving along, boys and girls. One of the famous photographers has died. Tribute's been paid to a photographer, Harry Goodwin, 89, Lee.
Yeah, it's just a tragedy, really. Can you say it's a tragedy? He's had a good life. He's done a lot of things in his life that most of us would want to do. And he never really offended anybody, considering the job he was in. It was quite amazing. I used to work with Harry. He was probably in his late 50s when I was in my 20s, and I'd just started on the Fleet Street of the North, and Harry, I think at the time, was working for the Sun. And
that's why I remember him from, that's it.
Yeah.
That's where I remember him from, the Sun.
Yeah, well, that's it. He was there. I was on the Sun as well. And he was just one of those high-flying figures in late 70s, early 80s journalism.
Indeed.
And he was a good operator. And then he moved into more and more into capturing images of stars. And everybody was very jealous of him.
Because he was good at what he did, you know.
Because he was extremely good at what he did. Yeah. Some of the things he did are absolutely stunning. Like I say, some of them are now in the Victoria and Albert Museum. He was a straightforward press photographer, and press photographers have to work hard and fast to capture images. And he would, at that time, it was totally different than it is now with digital cameras, but he would take hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shots and then go straight to the darkroom, develop them, and pick the one shot that was worth it. And when they were clamping down on expenses at newspapers, there were only a few people like Harry Goodwin
who were not stopped taking hundreds of pictures every time they went out.
Okay, we've got to move on because we've got so much to do this week. A radio legend, Rob Olduff, has hung up his headphones, sadly at just the age of 67 years old.
That's sad.
Yeah, Rob started his career in 1965, writing for Hit Week. They were kind of a lovely magazine, really, because they used to encourage people to write stories, rather like columnists. And you didn't have to be a published writer to get there. It was just, you know, come and try, have a go. And Rob did. And he wrote about Radio Caroline. He's done ads for Caroline. He was in the music business with Olivia Newton-John.
He ran Olivia Newton-John's fan club.
I know. That's not iffy at all.
It is.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John.
He was a wonderful...
Her birthday today, you don't, you know. She's 65 today.
Is she really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't upset her on her birthday.
Oops.
No.
No, and the and
really love you, you neutron bomb.
Rob was always a bit of a rebel. He used to actually organise trips from Holland out to the pirate radio ships as well. Oh, wonderful. I will leave the last word to his very dear friend and also a great radio journalist, Hans Knott, from Holland. He just wrote, "You will always be in my mind. Rest in peace and thank you in the name of all the radio friends inside and outside the Netherlands for your intense. Compiling your work, you've done so much to keep the memories of radio from the past alive," and I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful guy. Good man. Nice. Thank you. The Kenya shopping mall disgrace continues.
Oh.
Embarrassment for the UK as well, because there's now an Interpol worldwide warrant out for the white thingamajiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha Luthwaite, who was married to one of the 77 bombers, and it looks like she's been involved in it all. The death toll is just tragic, but I want to share one story, please. And the one story I want to share is this one on purpose. It's the Muslim, and I say again, Muslim gentleman who saved a four-year-old American child's life. I'm saying this again, a Muslim gentleman who saved the life of a four-year-old toddler from America and her mum. These other Herberts who claim to be Muslims, they're not real. They are just using it as an excuse, and it's horrendous that they do it. So don't get swayed with this news, boys and girls. Please don't, because it's not the angle that some people are using. And the fact is, it's... half the time it's idiots being controlled by very clever people, very manipulative people.
The problem with things like this and all these kind of occurrences is that it does demonize Muslims, and we have to work at that very hard to say that the people who run the corner shop or run the restaurants in your town, who run your garage, who have built themselves into the community generally and have become some people who really make a good contribution, are not to be looked upon as these people. What's happened in Kenya is absolutely incredible. And not only is it incredible because of the original bombing, the original attack, it's the way the Kenyan authorities actually handled it. They should be brought to task almost as much as the terrorists.
No, it's difficult to call that one, Lee, but I totally endorse your views about the Muslim community. I know one particular young man in Perth. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah.
He wouldn't hurt a fly. In fact, if anything, he'd run around and help people. He's the exact opposite.
That's right. But you do have to look at the fact that the army that surrounded the place for 4 or 5 days and actually took no action and then went in and destroyed floor after floor of the place, trapping innocent victims and hostages below the floors and killing them, are as culpable in the deaths as the terrorists were. The terrorists started started it, but there were better ways that it could have been handled.
I think that's probably true. They should have asked for some help. I'm now going to be...
Oh, no!
...terribly British. And why am I going to be British? Because the Bank of England is inviting bids to print a pound note. One of the bidding groups is G4S that screwed up the Olympics, joining forces with a French printing company. You cannot have the French printing pound notes. It's a sin. It's immoral.
That's blasphemy.
It is blasphemy.
It's also the fact that the person who prints it, whether it's G4S, the French company or Bertha, Technologies, or indeed the company that's doing it now, are doing it so cheaply, it's absolutely appalling. No wonder no English company wants to take it on. £300 billion, their pound notes, they're charged with producing. Mm-hmm. And you know how much you get paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
£1 billion. Work that out. What percentage is that? That is the percentage so low it barely exists.
No, it's paper. I'll tell you what, I reckon the biggest...
They're going to print them on plastic. They're the first plastic notes that are going to come out in Britain. It's disgusting.
But the thing is...
All our money's plastic here. It's hilarious.
I know, but the thing is, guys, I reckon you have to spend more money on security than the actual printing cost.
Exactly.
So why would you...
The screening process of the people that would actually work on this project, et cetera, et cetera. The logistics are mind-boggling. Mind-boggling, I tell you.
Yes, indeed.
Don't want your mind boggled.
Did he not? And the logistics of it. Why would you print them in France to allow robbers chance to do a sticking mess up?
Are you accusing the French of being robbers?
Might be.
No, I'm sure Ronnie Biggs will come out of retirement.
That's a disgusting thing to say.
Biggs will come out of retirement, I'll bet you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll have the...
Then just bring it in the tunnel at night so nobody will notice.
Yeah, then some Herbert will block the tunnel off.
Well, then go out and get a ferry.
Well, then somebody will pull the plug out of the ferry.
You can't pull the plug out on a ferry. You have to pull the plug out on the canal. Channel thing.
I don't think it's right. No.
I think it's wrong as well. And also, you know what really is appalling about this? And we've not mentioned it, but this really is the most appalling.
Jobs. Aspect. Jobs, well, jobs, not, jobs.
Not. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And also GS4. They screwed up the Olympics. So now let them screw up the economy that we're screwed up by ourselves anyway.
Yeah, but you should have the pound note printed by people working in England.
But we have pound coins now.
Yeah, where are they made?
Well, exactly, but why do we need pound notes and pound coins?
Well, just pounds in general.
Make out your melons.
Yeah.
Yeah, count your melons. How many melons have you got?
Excuse me, I just thought of this. Mr. Bank of England person, just think about this. If you give the contract to the French, you're taking away jobs from England. That ain't right.
Because they know they're onions.
Probably do indeed. Right, we end part one at that point. I shall probably try and compose myself during the break. And we'll be back very soon, boys and girls, with more on Postcard from Pop Brad. Don't forget, get your Windows 8 app and listen to us walking down the street. That's what your smartphone was made for.
Exactly.
But don't trip.
From the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.